So in 1950, a convention was adopted in Europe which was going to protect the rights of everybody, even though there might have been some provisions which apply to migrants. The overall aim was that everybody was going to be protected. Now, how was this convention going to apply in practice? If you talk to a migrant lawyer, they will know one case. That's a case from a long time ago, which is called the East African Asians case. And why was that case important? Because it was the first time that the European Commission, which was the body where you needed to go before being able to go to the court, said that a piece of legislation coming from the British, which had actually prevented these East African Asians to come into the country, was against the convention and actually amounted to inhuman and degrading treatment. Why? You think back late 1960s, you think back Idi Amin Dada, you think back Kenya, but also Uganda. And if you are old enough, you will remember that at the time, just after the independence of these countries, Asians were going to be expelled from these countries. And many Asians who were there actually had a British passport. So theoretically, they could come to the UK. But the UK was extremely worried about that. So, more or less overnight, it's slightly longer than that, but it's only 2.5 days or so. The British government adopted a law saying that these British passport holders would actually not be able to come to the UK. That was absolutely astounding, because one of the things that you can do with your passport is actually coming back to your country. This was obviously because the government was worried that too many people would come. But it also meant that these British passport holders could not come to the country of which they were a citizen. This was so astounding that the European Commission of Human Rights voiced the opinion that that amounted to inhuman and degrading treatment. Interestingly, no case came before the European Court of Human Rights. Normally, you would have expected that to happen. It didn't come to the European Court of Human Rights because no one was interested in putting it there. In a sense, it was too big of a hot potato. In practice, what happened is that the people affected got vouchers. Eventually, they were able to come, but that was after a lot of aggravation. So I think the memory in this country is actually that by the end of it, there was no problem for these people because they were accepted. In actual fact, there was a lot of suffering going on for them. They were not treated as citizens. And I think in their own memory of these communities, it remains an episode which was actually very hard. What does that tell us for our topic? Do migrants have human rights too? In a sense, it's a mixed message because, on the one hand, we see that the Commission did something about it and that it has had to improve the lot of these people, that there was this report which came out. At the same time, it was not a very straightforward message. Ultimately, the UK government was not condemned by the European Court of Human Rights. And also, interestingly, I think we have to relate that to the fact that, in the 1960s, 70s, many migrants were actually coming from previous colonies. These were the patterns of migration. But in fact, we also see that the convention was not meant for colonial subjects or post-colonial subjects. In 1950, we see that in the sense that in the convention, there are actually provisions which make it clear that even though the convention is for everybody, it is not for colonial subjects. So that governments would not say it's not for colonial subjects, but they could use a number of tricks so that eventually colonial subjects could not come to Strasbourg. Obviously, you have to remember that in 1950, one could not have known that there was going to be an enormous process of decolonization. So I think it's important for our topic to stress this. And then when decolonization happened, and instead of having colonial subjects, you turn to have migrants, the migrants got into difficulty when they were knocking on Strasbourg doors. Even though, of course, the East African Asians case is a very important case. That's why I told you every lawyer knows about it. It's a very important case, but when you go and look at the small print of it, it was not as wide-ranging in its scope as we would like it to remember today.